Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church and want to say thank you for joining us for today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled Halftime Conclusions. I make no bones about it. I am a diehard Denver Bronco fan. Go Russell Wilson! And just like any fan, I've suffered through disappointing seasons and painful games. It looked like the game on October 15th, 2012 was going to be one such game. The Broncos were down 24-0 at the half, and their team looked overmatched. I thought about turning the game off, but boy, am I glad I didn't. In the second half of the game, Peyton Manning led the Broncos to score 35 unanswered points, and the Broncos won 35-24 to the glory of God. And I learned a valuable lesson that day. Never draw an ultimate conclusion in the middle of the story. Never assume that you know the ending in the middle. And what I've noticed is that we have a tendency to do that same thing in life as well. And every time we do, we limit what we think God can do. Jesus didn't want his disciples to do that. So when they heard that Lazarus was sick, he told them, "This sickness is not to end in death." That word end means to terminate or to reach its final conclusion. Jesus didn't say Lazarus won't die. What he said is death won't be the end. It was like Jesus was calling his followers not to turn off life in the middle of the story because there's a glorious ending coming that they could never imagine. Last Sunday, we made the point that because of what Jesus has done, we can remain confident in the middle of the story because we know how the story ends. What a great truth. It doesn't mean we'll always know exactly what Jesus is doing in our lives. It doesn't mean that we will live free from pain. It doesn't mean that everything will eventually work out this side of heaven. It means we are assured that resurrection is our final reality. And that truth ought to give us hope in the often painful middle of the story. We live in the middle, but take heart, friends. We know the end. I don't know all that you're walking through today, but I want to encourage you to take a moment to remember that one day Jesus will wipe every tear from our eyes. Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any more mourning or crying or pain, for the former things will pass away. That's Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. That's our end. So let's remain faithful and confident in the middle. Let me pray. So Jesus, for every person listening who, all of us, we live in the middle of the story, would you remind us of the end, that one day you will say to us, rise up. And may that truth give us hope today, regardless of what we walk through. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, have a great rest of your day, friends. Thanks for tuning in. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.